tourism operators say they're already getting cancellations for the Christmas holidays as uncertainty grows around the COVID-19 outbreak on Sydney's northern beaches. It's not only the fact that Sydneysiders are now blocked from heading interstate, people from Victoria are cancelling their trips into southern parts of New South Wales, worried if the border restrictions are suddenly tightened. David Sparks reports.
On the far southern coast of New South Wales, the coastal tourist town of Tathra is 400 kilometres away from Sydney, and most of its visitors tend to come up from Victoria. But Carmen Risby at the Tathra Beachside Holiday Park says this week many Victorians have started cancelling their trip.
So the booking cancellations started immediately after the North Sydney outbreak notification, and the majority of those people that were cancelling were not bookings from North Sydney or from Sydney. They were people from Victoria.
And what are they saying to you when they're cancelling their bookings?
They're confused. They haven't had clear direction. They don't understand the two states' rules, and they're trying as hard as they can to deal with Victorian health. But on the same token, if they're crossing the border, they need to start looking at New South Wales health. You know, they don't have the right apps on their phone because we've all got, you know, Service New South Wales check-in apps for everything. And so because there's not a national scheme or there's no real national code here or anything to listen to, it's very confusing for people that are across a border.
Despite the loss of some Victorian visitors, Ms. Risby believes tourists who live in regional New South Wales will come in and soften the blow.
I'm incredibly hopeful that the financial impact will be either zero or minimal, because most people have a wait list, and we're madly going through our wait list the minute a cancellation happens. And so far, they've been filling. The other thing that's happening is the same scenario is happening at the other end of our state, and so the Queensland border control is slightly harsher. So where we've got someone from Victoria cancelling, we're taking a new booking from someone who can't travel to Queensland.
On Queensland's Gold Coast, cafe owner Timothy Gubbe expects to lose customers as a result of his state government's decision to block Sydney residents at the border, but he believes the impact will be minimal.
I guess it'll have some sort of impact. I just know there's a resort just near me here, and they've had a few cancellations, and I've got a real estate agent alongside me too, and they've had some cancellations from Sydney people. You know, there's a lot of people holidaying. They probably normally may go overseas as well within Queensland that can't do that, so they're still coming here anyway. So, you know, there's going to be a bit of a drop-off for sure with some Sydney people, but for myself, it's not probably going to affect me too much.
And a little further north in Surfers Paradise, another cafe owner, Kate Madison, is also keeping optimistic.
Yeah, I think we'll take less money over this period. But I think that regardless of the rules of how many people we can have or how many people are allowed into the state, when people are scared of disease, it doesn't matter what the rules are, people are scared, so they go back in their shells.
Regardless of the impact to her business, she thinks political leaders at all levels are managing the situation well.
I'm just grateful I live in a country where whatever side of politics it is, they all seem to be making fairly reasonable decisions. So whether or not I agree with Anastasia or with Scott Morrison, the point is we live in a country where they're just doing their best, and we seem to be doing our best better than most other places.
The Federal Tourism Minister, Simon Birmingham, is calling on tourism operators to show flexibility so that people who need to cancel will be more likely to come back in the future.
I'd really urge both businesses and consumers to show a bit of consideration and a bit of patience in both directions, that for tourism operators, wherever they possibly can, to process refunds swiftly, to arrange travel credits as quickly as possible, that's all important to maintain confidence around future bookings and to get people back travelling as quick as they possibly can.
That's Tourism Minister Simon Birmingham ending David Sparks' report.